Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to our 12-part series entitled Biblical Economics. God has plenty to say about how you should handle your money. Do you know how God feels about prosperity, poverty, borrowing, lending, and saving money? As with all Christian living principles, the Bible is the foundation of truth and guides us to all answers. So in this series of programs, we're going to talk about God's perspective on prosperity, poverty, borrowing, lending, and saving money. And by the time we finish this 12-part series of programs entitled Biblical Economics, you'll see that nowhere does the Bible inherently equate riches with righteousness and poverty with unrighteousness. In other words, a rich person is not necessarily holy, and a poor person is not necessarily evil. The reverse is also true. A rich person is not inherently wicked, and a poor person is not automatically a godly person. So exactly what does God say about prosperity? Let's turn over to Genesis, the 12th chapter, and we'll read in verses 1 through 3. This is Genesis, the 12th chapter, and verses 1 through 3. This is the story about Abraham. Now God is the one who blessed Abraham, who is called the father of the faithful. So God is the one who blessed Abraham, the father of the faithful, with abundance of material things. Yahweh said to Abram, "Get out of your country, get away from your relatives and from your father's house, into a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those that bless you and curse those who curse you. In you shall all families of the earth be blessed." So that's the first example of the father of the faithful, Abraham, who was blessed with abundance from God Almighty. God is also the one who blessed Joseph to become second in command of Egypt and to gain great and vast amounts of wealth. In fact, the name Joseph means prosperity. So now let's turn over to Genesis chapter 39, and we'll read verse 1 and then verse 3. This is Genesis chapter 39, verse 1, and then we'll skip to verse 3. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, purchased Joseph from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. Over time, Potiphar noticed that Yahweh was with Joseph, and that Yahweh made all that Joseph did to prosper in his hand. And now let's drop down to Genesis chapter 41, and we'll read verses 38 through 41. This is in Genesis chapter 41, and verses 38 through 41. Here it says, still continuing about Joseph, "Pharaoh said to his servants, 'Can we find any man like Joseph, in whom the Spirit of God dwells?' Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Since God has shown you all this,'" and this is referring to a dream that Joseph had about how he could save Egypt from utter devastation from a famine. He had this dream, and Joseph told Pharaoh that he should save up in the time of plenty, 7 years of plenty. He should save up all of the extra foodstuffs, and then when the 7 years of famine came, they would have enough food to dole out to people, and that's how they could survive. And God revealed this to Joseph, and Pharaoh recognized this. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, no one is as discreet and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall kiss my hand at your word. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. I have set you over all the land of Egypt. You are second in command." So we see first that God blessed Abraham with an abundance, He blessed Abraham with an abundance of children. He blessed Abraham with a land. He blessed Abraham with an abundance of sheep and goats, cattle of all sorts. He blessed Abraham's descendants to have milk and honey, to have blessings galore. Physically, they had protection from God. They had great wealth. They had plenty of food. They had peace from their enemies. They had good health. And then also, because of Joseph, the way that God made Joseph to prosper in all that he did, Joseph actually was elevated to the second in command of Egypt. And Egypt was the leading nation in the world at that time. So you can imagine that Egypt was a type of America, or America a type of Egypt. And you had Pharaoh, who was the president. And then you have Joseph, who was the vice president of Egypt. So he had great power and great wealth. And as we saw in the story in verse 39, that God gave him great wisdom, great understanding of dreams and visions. So God made Joseph to prosper greatly. Now let's look at a third example. Let's look at the example of David. We're not going to turn to a scripture here. But we know that God is the one who blessed David to become ruler over all Israel and to achieve prosperity that we can only imagine. He had such great wealth that he could have built a house for God to dwell in, even though, of course, God does not dwell in buildings. But instead, because of his sin, God did not allow David to build him a house. But instead, he said that he would bless Solomon to be able to build a house for the Lord. So Solomon was the one who built the temple of God, the temple of Yahweh. But we know that David had the money. David was blessed with incredible power as well. David is considered the greatest king in Israel's history, to be surpassed only by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yeshua the Messiah, when he returns to this earth to establish the kingdom of God over all the earth. So all three of these men, Abraham, Joseph, and David, are mentioned as men of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And God even blesses some people that aren't of faith. The nation of Israel was promised wealth as long as they continued to walk in obedience to God's commandments. But many of the people in Israel did not have faith. They did not have that kind of saving faith that Abraham, Joseph, and David had. These people had God with them, though they did not have God in them. Nevertheless, God, because of his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would be God Almighty, El Shaddai, the mighty blesser, the one who sheds forth blessings, that he would be that to them, bless them and bless their descendants. Because he said that, he kept his word to the nation of Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he gave them great wealth. We can read this in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verses 17 through 18. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verses 17 through 18. Here it says about the nation of Israel, "Do not say in your heart that my power and my might has gotten me this wealth." Don't ever say that. Don't ever get the big head. "You shall remember Yahweh your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." Now that is a strong, strong statement, that God is the one who gave the nation of Israel power to get wealth. He was the one who enabled them to make the desert blossom like a rose. He was the one who gave them protection so that they didn't have to invest so much money in warfare and suffer from the ravages of warfare as long as they continued to walk in obedience to God. They had peace, so therefore they could invest their money in technology to grow great amounts of food, to perfect the irrigation systems so that they could make the desert blossom like a rose. It was God who blessed them. So now the question arises, What about Christians? We know about Abraham, Joseph, and David. These men are mentioned as men of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, and we read about and talked about the great prosperity and wealth that God Almighty blessed them with. We know about the nation of Israel, that it is God Almighty, Yahweh, who gave them power to get wealth. But what about Christians? What about you? What about me? Does God promise that He'll make all of us wealthy? Well, you'll learn the answer to that in our next program.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.